That it's not true, they were not there, they never saw the way Reuven ate this field, in this field for 3 years. So Lachor is Mishalim Lo Yesakil, that these two Edim now have to pay Shimon the value of the whole field. In other words, these two Edim wanted that Shimon should lose his field. They wanted to say, hey, this for Reuven, that Reuven owns the field, even though really it's not true, it belongs to Shimon. So these two Edom wanted Shimon to lose his field, so now Kasher Zomam, they have to pay back to Shimon the value of the field. Even though Shimon gets back his field anyway, because now that Reuven doesn't have any Edis, so the field goes back to Shimon. Still, Reuven has to pay the money, the Edom have to pay the value of the field to Shimon. That's the law of Edom Zimmerman. What's going to be Shnayim Rishon? Let's say Reuven had two Edom saying that he ate there 1 year. Shnayim Bishni, he has a different two pair of Edim saying he ate it the second year. Or Shnayim Bishlishis, and he has a third pair of Edim that are saying, hey, this they saw the way he ate there the third year. So it comes out of three different pair of Edim, he has Edim that he ate there for 3 years. Now the Lachor is, let's say we find out that all three of them were Zomimim. So Lachor is Mishalmim B'nayim. All three pair of Edim together have to pay the money to Shimon. Let's say the field is worth $1,000. So between the three of them, they have to pay the $1,000. What's going to be Shloish Achim? Let's say we have three different brothers. The Yechod Mitztarefim Mohim. And a fourth person, one that's not a relative, he says Edis, which eats one of these. In other words, on the first year, one brother and this fourth aid says that they saw the way Reuben ate there that whole year. For the second year, the second brother and this fourth aid says that they saw him eat there the fourth, second year. And for the third year, the third brother and this fourth one says that they saw him eat there. So Lachor is Harei Elu Shalosh Edis. They're considered like three separate Edis. So even though you're using three brothers, but since each brother is only saying on 1 year, it's like three separate Edis, that they're kosher, they're not considered like Kerevim. Then Edis Achaz Lazoma. But in the case, if you want to be mazim these edim, the azom is only chal if you mazim all three edis. No, the all pair, because together, they are the ones that are saying on shnei chazaka. Like it's all three pair of edim here that are saying that Reuven has a chazaka. So if you want to make hazom with the lochar is, you have to be mazim all the edim. So the azom is first chal, once you mazim all the edim here. Now the Gemara says, mas nisim the loch rabbi Akiva. Our mission is not like Rabbi Akiva. To Tanya, we learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Ke sheholach Abba Chalafto, Eitzel Rabbi Yechanan Ben Nuri, Lilmoy Torah, when Abba Chalafto went to Rabbi Yechanan Ben Nuri to learn Torah, V'yamrilon, some say like this the opposite way, that Rabbi Yechanan Ben Nuri, Eitzel Abba Chalafto, Lilmoy Torah, that Rabbi Yechanan Ben Nuri went to Abba Chalafto to learn Torah, Omerloy said like this, that again, Reuven is trying to make a chazakah. So the first year he has two edim saying that he ate there on the field. The second year, there are again two different edim saying that Reuven ate there that year. Shalish is the third year, he has a different pair of edim. So for again, the case like our Mishnah, that each year he has a different pair of Edim saying that Reuven ate, used up that field. So at the end of 3 years, now Echuri has a raya, proof of 3 years, that he used the field. So Ma, what's the locho? Oh, Ma lo, he said back to him, Reizu chazok, Yishno, it's called a good chazok, like it says now Mishnah. Oh, Ma lo, so Yechlin said back, Afani yoy mekein, true, I also heard like that. Elo, but you should know, Sherevi Akiva chelek v'dovo zeh, that Rabbi Akiva really argues on this halacha. Why? Shoyer Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva used to say, the prophet says, Dovor, v'loy chatzi dovor, af mishnayim edim yokum dovor. That yokum dovor means a complete thing. Edis has to say on a complete thing. You have to say they saw the way Reuven lent $100. That's called the complete action. They say the way they saw Reuven kill somebody, that's called the whole action. Here, chazoko is 3 years. So you have to have the same pair of Edim saying that they saw Reuven eat on the field for 3 years. But here, each Edim is only saying on 1 year. 1 year is not a chazoko. It's only a chatzidov. It's a chatzid chazoko. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that's not called Edim. So therefore, our mission does not come out like Rabbi Akiva. So tell him my what? Our Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan. So Gemara asked the question, for Rabbonin, hai dover b'loi chatzi dover, my avile. What do they do with the deeg in the pasuk? Churitz mashma, pishnei medim, yokum dover, edis is only not a complete thing. What do they do with this type of a drosha of a dover b'loi chatzi dover? Elaim, if you want to tell me, lemute, the Rabbonin say true, we make this drosha, Tatsimamayit, say something else is no good. Elaim, if you want to tell me, lemute, Echad oimer achas begabo, the echad oimer achas bekriso. Here it's a question to say edus that this person is a godel. Let's say a person was mechal Shabbos. We want to know if we can give him a chiyuv misa or not. So he has to be a godel to be chayiv. So we have to have edus to know that he's a godel. He brought already to Cyrus. So let's see. You have one ed echad saying they saw one here begabo on the back. The echad oimer achas bekrisa. Another ed echad said he saw one here bekrisa by his stomach b'yosemakum. So in such a case, it's not called good edus. Why? Because each ed is only saying on one here, which is a chatzi dover. Lechura godless simonim are two saris. So here you only have each ed saying on one here. That's why it's called chatzi dover. So Morris says here, hai chatzi dover v'chatzi edusi. Here it's even worse. Like here, you only have an Eidechot on each Sar. An Eidechot can't say Eidus. Eidus, you have to have two Eidim to say a person's a God to Mechayiv and an Oinshim. So here, you only have an Eidechot on each Sar. Pshit, it's no good. So we're saying, Ella, rather, the meat is like this. Ella mute shnayim moimrim achas begabo, or shnayim moimrim achas bekriso. In the case where two Eidim said they saw one here begabo, and another two pair of Eidim say they saw one here bekriso. In such a case, it's called chatzi dover. Why? Because what's the difference? Because over here, the Rashbam explains, Lemaisa, this cotton, the Godol, has two Cyrus. So the Eidus is to say, you saw these two Cyrus. So therefore, Eidus would be, Yokum Dov would be to say, you saw the two Cyrus. Now that you're only saying you saw one Sar, one here is a chatzi dover. But here there's a psul, because really, right now, there is two Cyrus to be seen. So the fact you only saw one Tsar, that's called the Chatzi Dover. Mashenkin, in our case of the Mishnah, by Shnei Chazoko, that true, each year, a different pair of Eidim saw it. But Lamaisa, at each year, when the Eidus said Eidus, that's all there was to be seen. Like, you can't have all 3 years in 1 year. Each year is a proof by itself. True, you need all three together to make up the Chazoka. But Lamaisa, here, the Rabbanan, oh, this is not called the case of Chatzi Dover. Here it's called the complete dover, because each year the Eidus said on what there is to see, that's all there is what to see. So therefore, in this case, the Rabbanan hold like in our Mishnah, it is called the good chazaka. It is called Eidus, not called chatzi dover. The only psul, the chatzi dover, would be in a case of shtei Cyrus. Because here, right now, there's more to see.
Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Echad oimer ochlo chitim, v'yechad oimer ochlo soirim, harezu chazaka. Let's say you have two eid echads, and each one is saying that they saw the way Reuven ate on this field for the last 3 years, but one eid says he was eating the wheat for the last 3 years, that's what he was growing, and the other eid echad said he was growing barley the last 3 years. So locher is a razor chazak, it's called a good chazak, like we believe these two eid echads, as if we have now two eidim saying that Reuven made a chazak on the field for the last 3 years. So Mari asked the question, maskev lo Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman asked the question, ele meyatev so, echadoy me'och lo rishayno, shlishis v'chamishis. What's going to be if one eid echad says, I saw the way Reuven ate on this